The girls, the guys, and the gays love to throw around the word toxic, especially those of the millennial generation. Now, if you know me, I'm no stranger to toxic behavior, but I have definitely shifted my thinking and I don't live in that anymore. But let's not lie to each other, okay? Sometimes toxicity can be fun. Thrilling, rather. And for some of my friends, child, a hobby of choice. So that got me to thinking, what are some toxic things that are often romanticized? Oh, yes. And I thought about it, and I came up with a list. And I want to know if you agree or not. So at me, drop a comment, and let's chat.
Let's sit on the couch, let's talk it out. Come on, join the show, I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast, let's have a blast.
Alcohol. Just one word. That's it. The portrayal of even healthy consumption in pop culture is so far from healthy. You can turn on the TV right now, reality or scripted, and someone is drinking as a means to turn up, after a heated conversation with her mom, or whatever. You know, I recently watched Inventing Anna on Netflix, and she was asked when she was in that scene in Morocco. Remember that? And she said, oh, no, thanks. I've had two glasses of champagne. I'm done for today. And something about that was so foreign to me, because we don't see people turn down a drink, really, on TV. You know? The second thing that came to mind was being mean to and or teasing the person you have a crush on. Now, I know y'all think this is cute, and I've struggled with this too, you know what I'm saying? Because I will definitely call you a whale and then want to kiss you. And while they very well may be a whale, that is not flirting. That is aggressive, okay? Because if the roles were reversed, I'm going to want to fight you. Which also could be considered toxic, I don't know. The third one was sacrificing your well-being for the sake of productivity and efficiency. Relax. This might be my most toxic trait yet because I've run myself into the ground to get something done or to show up for someone I care for, leaving me ultimately damaged. And the wild part is, if I had taken the time to make sure I was 100%, I could do those things at an even greater scale. But we learning, you know, I'm nowhere near 30 yet. And some of y'all are. Now, I remember being in college and maybe, you know, someone interested in me would get jealous and I would literally be having a conversation in the student union with another random person. And I would think, that's hot. That's not. Jealousy. Period. Another toxic thing that is romanticized. You know, we can all think of that one friend who wants to make her boo jealous to spark a fire. That is so tired. And that is very, very, very weird, girl. And personally, if jealousy is in the mix, I want nothing to do with it because it's an emotion that sparks rage. And I'm only fighting with the devil in these bills. Clap if you have a job. Okay, okay. Clap if your job involves working for someone else. Okay, no, not really. Okay, well, my number five mention of toxic things that can get a little too comfortable: when a company calls their employees a family. Now, there are a few reasons I'm not a fan of this, but the biggest one being that we're not a fucking family. We simply meet on Zoom to accomplish a goal. The family thing for work is a form of abuse to make you think that this is home and you need to go the extra mile like you would for your mom. Nah, girl, we good. And maybe me thinking this way, maybe you're calling me toxic, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So fight me. You'd lose. Ooh. Now let's talk about the idea of two people becoming one in marriage. It got quiet. Yes, yes, your lives blend in a meaningful way, but you're two independent whole people. Can you imagine becoming one? Just becoming one. It's physically impossible. This also bleeds into the idea of wanting someone to complete you. That's toxic AF, bro. For me, I want someone who is already complete. You know? Like, why would I want a half-complete person? Although, that's the only people I've met so far. Anywho, two people becoming one is not a thing. Although it does sound nice. It really does sound nice. You know, just kind of blending together. Making it to marriage sounds nice. Anywho, what's last on the list? Oh, yes. Toxic thing that is romanticized falling at number 7, mental illness. Social media makes it seem like it's a cool personality trait that makes you the main character. Stop. It's weird. And it's not funny. And it's very real. I really could go on and on. But there are so many. But there you have it. Toxic things that are romanticized. Was I right? Was I wrong? Do you agree? Maybe not. Let me know. Let's keep the conversation rolling. And remember, stay toxic. No, I'm kidding. For real. Cancel that stuff. What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.